It's the loading and unload of large vessels, not like you see out here today. You see the fishing ships. The ships we unload and load, I say at least 10 times the size of these ships here.
Wow.
With the depth of inside the hold, which is approximately about 50 feet, 40 to 50 feet.
Wow.
It has different levels, but
yeah.
When you get to the bottom, it's about 50 feet from the top to the bottom.
Wow.
There's about four or five levels, and we work on all kind of conditions that you can imagine.
Yeah.
But these individuals here, they work as it's like a fine-tuned instrument. One hand knows exactly what the other hand's going to do.
New Bedford longshoreman Ray Houtman.
Back in the day, everything was loaded and unloaded by hand. So the ships would come in loaded with cargo. For example, frozen fish was one of those things. We would take those and you would put them on pallets. You would have 10 men. They would load these pallets up. You would have a winchman, which is the crane operator. That crane operator's job is to take the pallets, the loaded pallets that the men load from the ship onto the dock, to the trucks, or to wherever they're going to go. In between there, you have a sign man, which is the eyes of the crane operator or the winchman. The hole is so deep at times, the winchman cannot see all the way down to know what's going on. So you have the sign man, who's his eyes. And his job is to give signals to the man when it's time to bring the cargo up and where to land it. The reason they give signals and they call him the sign man is because the machinery is so loud that you can't just yell and talk to him. And you have to tell him what direction to put the crane, and you use your different signals to do that. You know, if you rub your forefinger and your thumb together, that means to bring the crane up nice and easy. And as you circle your two fingers would mean you can start bringing it up a little quicker. And then when you give him the big whip of the hand, that means just take it right, everybody, just go for it. It's called a gang structure, what we have. It's usually one gang per hold. Now, these gangs consist of two winchmen because they relieve each other. You have one sign man whose job is to give the signs. You have one relief sign man just to give him like an hour break. And you have two forklift operators, which will be on the dock. Two landers, which will be on the dock. Those are the people that will unhook the cargo. And then in the hold, you have like 10 laborers. They call them laborers because that's what they do. They're the ones who load the pallets and make sure the pallets go up. It comes out to about 18 men per gang when you have loose cargo like that.
Ray Houtman says that many of the items we expect to find in the grocery store were unloaded by longshoremen.
For example, Granny Smith apples. Majority of Granny Smith apples do not come from the United States. They come from either Africa, Brazil, or South America, somewhere around there. The clementines, the majority of the clementines will come from the United States. These people don't know these things, but we unload these ships and distribute them to the truckers who takes them to the supermarkets and when people buy them. We do move America. We are part of what makes America work.
Voices from the Port is produced by the Working Waterfront Festival with funding from the Massachusetts Foundation for the Humanities. To learn more about the commercial fishing industry, visit New Bedford, America's number one port.